Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are moving by your Spirit, Lord God. You are raising up a new Detroit. You are raising up a Detroit that is built upon the heavenly pattern, Lord God. You are doing a new thing in this land. This is a new season. This is a new hour. Do not remember the things of old, says the Lord, for behold, I am getting ready to do something new. The world has not seen what I am getting ready to do in the midst. As you have said, as you have spoken, nothing is impossible with me, says the Lord. All you must do is believe. All you must do is receive. And all you must do is act in obedience and expectancy in what I am about to speak, what I am about to do in this land, for I am getting ready to do something so amazing that it is going to gather the attention of the nation, says the Lord. So get ready. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your spirit. Prepare your mind. Prepare the church, because I have already prepared this land, says the Lord. I have already prepared the city for my coming, says the Lord. I have prepared. I have sent out my voice. It seems like your words, it seems like your voice has fallen on the wayside. At times, it seems that it has fallen on stony ground. But no, says the Lord, it has fallen upon hearts of people who are going to begin to bear 100% fruit, for a hundredfold fruit in this land, in this hour, and in this season, says the Lord. You will come into a time of great harvest. You'll come into a time of great acceleration. You'll come into a time of great manifestations of my presence and my spirit, not just in the church, but I'm breaking forth out of the church. There's going to be manifestations of my glory, manifestations of my power, manifestations of my spirit in every city, in every area in this state, says the Lord. I'm ready to break forth in this place because it is my time. It is the hour of visitation. Do not miss your hour of visitation, says the Lord, for I am coming mightily by my spirit. And when I come and I visit your city, says the Lord, nothing can stop it. I'm bringing a company of people. I'm bringing my word. I'm bringing my presence. I'm bringing my glory. I'm bringing my wisdom. I'm bringing my strength. I'm bringing and I'm releasing supernatural tools into the hands of my people, says the Lord, so that they will begin to fulfill my plans and my purposes for Detroit, because the days of the devil are over. I said the days of his deception, the days of his lies, the days of his destruction are over. This is the day the Lord has made. It's a day of his glory. It's a day of his power. It's a day of his manifestation. It's a day of breakthrough, says the Lord. And it is a day of new beginning, says the Lord. So prepare your hearts, prepare yourselves. Watch and see what I will do, says the Lord, for I will do a new and amazing thing in this land. Many prophetic words have been set forth from this place, says the Lord. Papa Jonathan has stood in this place. I can feel his spirit. I told Linda, I can feel his spirit. It's the spirit of God. I can feel that apostolic, that prophetic mantle in this place. And I tell you, get ready, because God is getting ready to release many of you into the miraculous, many of you into the supernatural, many of you into the prophetic. And you not just begin to quote scriptures, but you will speak as God speaks. You will see families turn around. You will see businesses turn around. You will see things begin to turn around supernaturally as you speak my word. There is a fresh prophetic mantle, fresh prophetic grace, apostolic grace to rebuild and to build your city that Jesus is building here in the land. So we thank you, Lord. New season, a new hour. Let's tap in. The river of life, the river of God. The water level is increasing in the city. There's enough water in this place to change the city.